Back to it with our locker room chats, KNZA 103.9 FM. We're on to Royal Valley. Pleased to be joined now by the girls' coach in David Boucher. It's presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, a lot to dissect. Of course, you guys had your midseason tournament last week. Weather certainly causing some issues, not just for the Panther Classic, but all over the area. But able to get two of the three games in. You know, we talked last week, and we kind of went through your opponents, Chapman, Santa Fe Trail, and Heritage Christian. Doesn't appear the Heritage Christian game will be made up, but nonetheless, able to get Chapman and Santa Fe Trail in. You know, I asked you to close things out last week who you thought maybe the most challenging opponent would be, and you mentioned Chapman. Well, Chapman played well, you know, last Thursday, 67-47, and then a two-point loss following that to Santa Fe Trail, 48-46. So when you kind of go back and kind of dissect, you know, those two games of the Panther Classic, just a few key takeaways from both those games.
Both games that we were winning at certain points in the game. You know, we were ahead in the at the end of the first quarter versus Chapman, and then and then we, you know, we were tied with about 30 seconds to go, and they bank in a three, you know, and, you know, a player that they had, you know, went 0-for-12 and then banks in a three. You know, that's going to happen sometimes in the game of basketball. You know, we'll give it up a shot, and then she just happened to make it. And so we're down at half, and then, you know, foul trouble and some things didn't go our way, and we missed some buckets that we should normally make. And but we executed. You know, we executed in the second half of that game. We just, you know, we just didn't finish. You know, that's what it comes down to. And it's like the what ifs. You know, if you know what I'm saying, like the what ifs of if we do this, if we do that, like what could we have done. But, you know, nothing to take away from Chapman. I mean, Chapman is a hard-working team. You know, they have three seniors that come off the bench. They got five seniors in their top eight. You know, that's a team that really, you know, is really a complete, you know, solid 4A team. It's been ranked for most of the year until recently. You know, but we give up 20 points to a really good player in their point guard. You know, but she hit a step back three, you know, and she had to make tough shots, and she's just having to make them, you know. And I thought we played well and competed well. Santa Fe Trail, we were winning the whole game. I mean, we're here back and forth and different things, and, you know, we're in the whole game, and, you know, we get two free throw attempts the entire four quarters, and to their credit, they made 76% of their free throws. But, you know, we got beat at the foul line, and, you know, that's how it goes. And here's the thing, if we offensive rebound better, if we compete a little bit harder for the offensive rebounds, then we'll be in a better spot.
Yeah, and you guys turned it right back around Tuesday night, getting back into league play on the road at St. Mary's. We had it on KNZA, but you mentioned rebounding. You guys had a lot of rebounds in that game on Tuesday night, and you guys jump out, score 19 points in the first quarter, and then quarters two and three, offensively, things kind of slow down a touch, and then you really put it up with 20 points in the fourth quarter. So you talk about putting it together for 32 minutes, obviously 16 of the 32 in the 54-32 win against St. Mary's, I would say probably pretty quality, but the middle quarters, it was a little bit sluggish at time, but again, able to pull away in the fourth quarter, big league win on Tuesday night.
Well, like, yeah, you hit it right on the head. That's what we've been talking about. You know, we as coaches, we have got to find ways to get our team to be efficient and to execute for all 32 minutes if we're going to make a run, if we're going to reach our full potential. What's nice about this team is I don't think we've played to our full potential, not even close. But, you know, what's also nice about this team is we continue to compete and get better every day. And, we had 52 rebounds last night. That might be the most I've ever seen. 23 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Just getting after it. You know, we had four players, you know, at nine rebounds or better. So it was real spread out as far as our effort goes and getting after it. And, you know, we had 20, speaking of, you know, we had 21 deflections. We had 13 steals, like four blocks. Like, we played very hard. We played very hard. So I was happy with our execution yesterday. But like you said, we got to figure out how to, on the offensive end, play for an entire game.
Yeah, Pana Wawasek, you know, Keyway, they were kind of leading the charge on offense, but you're getting some other girls involved because, you know, you've had a couple of players go down with injuries, so you're seeing some different girls maybe getting a little bit more time as we push into the month of February, and you're going to need everybody as we kind of go through this last few weeks. And, you know, Friday, you get a very good Riley County team at home, still ranked in the 3A class, I believe at number 9, last check this week. Again, been in contention. This is a very good team. What do you see from Riley County? Challenges? You at least get them at home this time around.
Oh, they're so well coached. You know, they just do their thing, and they got girls that are bought in, and you know, they play in the summertime NYB as a team, and you see them in June and July all over, and you know, and they really do really good things, and they're, you know, frankly, their middle school and their high school are connected. You know, they play almost exactly the same way. They run the same sets, and so I mean, they're a connected 7-12 program right now on the girls' side, and their varsity, they got seven players that all score around 10 points. You know, like they all can go off, you know, for scoring, and so it's not like it's a one or two man show. You kind of gotta play, and they play so disciplined that they're going to find your weaknesses. And so we have to stay locked in, all five of us all the time, and be in help defense, be in gap, be on ball, and be quick and hustle in and out of those positions and do all the little things that are boring to say but are important to do when you win is the ballsy man and play with play without fouling and wall up and get after it. You know, so that's, you know, they play with a lot of challenges because they're frankly a lot of the same players over and over again. So that's, you know, you gotta stay locked in.
Yeah, crucial league contest coming up Friday. Again, that is David Boucher, Royal Valley girls coach, joining us. They get Riley County at home. Coming off a big win Tuesday night, 54-32 on the road at St. Mary's. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, sir.